Mamzeris and Asina li Yisrael. Let's say Yisrael marries a Mamzeris or an Asina Chai Vilavin that he's not supposed to stay married to her and he has to give her a get. But let's say he didn't give her a get yet and she got caught by the Goyim. Here the Locher is Eina Chayiv Levdoisai. The husband does not have a Chiyiv to free his Mamzeris, his Asina. Why? Shaina Nikaira Bo the Yisvin Chalili Intui. Because by regulations Yisrael, the Tanaik Subri is, he has to free her in order to stay married to her. Because usually, even though your wife was captured by the Goyim, even if they live with her, forced her, still she's mutter to you. So therefore, the Tanaik Subah of an Eshes Yisrael is to free her and not to stay married to her. But where the man married a Mamzeres or an Asina, that he's not allowed to stay married to her anyway, so in this case, he has no Chiyuv to free her. That's not the Tanaik Subah to free her, to let her go free. The Inya to free her is to still stay married to her. And since you can't stay married to her, you have no chiyah to free her, to pay the ransom. Rav says like this, Kol she'issa shivuya goyim lo chayim lefdoisa. Anytime, if the issa shivuya, the reason why she's also, is because she was captured by the goyim, then you have a chiyah to free her. Ma'ashen ken issa davracha goyim lo, let's say there's some other issa that says you can't stay married to her, ain't a chayim lefdoisa. You don't have to free her, you're not mechuyif to. Rashi Rav Amar Mamzeros Nesina Kabayis Rulei Inachnami. By your Mamzeros Nesina, Rav agrees you don't have to free her because there's something else answering that she's also to you because she's a Mamzeros. Lo Yishtabed Lo. Avu Be'amon LeKohen Gadol Pola Galei. V'yomim Yikara Lo Yishtabed LeKahanis. V'yadrinchlem Dinoscha Ela Machle Shasura Shvuya Lov. Avu Neseros Machle Davracha Lo Yishtabed. Hey Rav argues in Abayi in his first halacha. If an Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona. So a Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona. Why is he not allowed to stay married to her? Not only because she was caught by the Goyim, but because she's an Amona, Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amona. Therefore, there's no Tanaik Suba that if she gets caught, you have to free her. When do we say if a Kohen's wife gets caught, you have to free her? That's because if it wasn't for the fact she was caught by the Goyim, she would have been mutter to you. So therefore, there's a Tanaik Suba, you still have to free her. But here, where she's an Amona, to the Kohen Gadol can't live with her anyway, therefore he has no chiyuv to free her. That's from Machlokes Abaye Verova, if a Kohen Gadol has a chiyuv to free his wife, that's an Amona, she was caught by the Goyim. But the Ma'olei Mikat Tanoim, let's say it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. What is Alocha Hamadir Asishtoi? If somebody makes an Issa Neder, he's not going to live with his wife. Trashim Lehenes Loi, that she can't have any enjoyment from him. Finishbis, and then she got caught by the Goyim. Rav Lezer Wayne Poida, you have to free her for nice and luxubasa. Any time you have to give her a get, you're not allowed to live with her. You made a neder, but you have to pay the ksuba. But you also have to free her. Rav Yeshua Wayne Menal, nice and luxubasa Vayne Poida. You have a right just to give her a ksuba, but you don't have to free her anymore. Why? Because since you're not allowed to live with her anyway, so therefore it's not called Yisra Shavuyi Mazgorim Law, since you can't live with her anyway, therefore you have no chiyah to free her. Amar Rebbe Nosson said, Sha'alti yes sumchis, I yes sumchis, that Kishamar Rebbe Yeshua, when Rebbe Yeshua said, Noisin lok subos of Yena Poida, Rebbe Yeshua said in such a case, that all you have to do is just give her a suba, you don't have to free her, if you first made a neder that your wife can't have any enjoyment from you, and then she got caught by the Goyim, that you don't have a chiyuv to free her, Kishedira ulev saif nishvis, is it talking about that first he made the neder, and then she got caught? Oy benishmas, and maybe even in the case where first she got caught. Or the psyfadir, and at the end he made a nether. Maybe even such a case also. Shrashi Kloimer. Oy afilu kishanispis, lupsyfadir. Nami yoma. Viafagav dikalameima loyadir elli potem in a pigeon. Maybe still his potter. That was his kasha. Maybe even in the case where first his wife got caught by the goyim. Now the ransom was very high, so he wanted to get out of it. So he made a nether, and his wife can't have any enjoyment from him anymore. So maybe even in such a case, he doesn't have to free her anymore. So Yomali said back to me, Loi Shemati, I didn't hear clearly this halacha. But for Nirin Devrorim, it makes sense to me that Shadira Lipsayef Nishbis, that when do we say you have a right to free yourself, not to pay the ransom, if first the husband made the neder. So Mela now they can't live together anymore. And then she got caught by the Goyim, he doesn't have to free her. Diyam, because if you're going to tell me that Nishbis, that even in the case that first she got caught by the Goyim, now if the husband makes a neder, not to have any, she can't have enjoyment from him, that he doesn't have to free her, is Asile Arume. People will make this Aram, and those people always do this. People always free themselves from having to pay the ransom. So the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about the Madarashis Kohen Kimitzvagi? We were talking about Horasanashis Kohen. And what the Abaya the Yom Krebeleza? Abaya holds like Krebeleza. That says what? The husband has to free you. For Rav, the Yom Krebe Yeshua. Rav, it sounds like Yeshua, no? That if the husband made a neder, and he can't live with her now, not because of the Shvuya, but because he made a neder, he does not have to free you. So who is Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi and the Rava is a Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, and the Yeshua? So Mara says, Loi, I'll tell you how my skin is going, Shenod Re'ihi. We're talking about where the wife was the one that first made the nether. She made the nether not to have any enjoyment from her husband. The Kayim Lohu. And the husband said the nether should take place. He did not know the nether. He wasn't made for the nether. But reality was Mekayim, and he said, good, let the nether stay. This is the case. So what's the Machlekes? Reb Lezer Savar, who knows an expert Ben Shiner. Reb Lezer says he's the one that's causing the fight. By him not being made for the nether, he's like putting his hand in her teeth, because he's the one that's causing it. Therefore, Reb Lezer said that he has to free her still. Reb Yeshua Savar, no, he knows an expert Ben Shiner. She's the one that did it. Since she's the one that made the nether first, she's the one that started off. So therefore here, we do not have a chiyuv to support, to free her anymore. That's the machlokes over here. Ben Achnam, in a normal case, could be they both agree that the husband still has to free his wife. For the Gemara, he, nos netzpa ben shenel. If this is called the case, since she made the nether first, and true, the husband said the nether should be, still it's called that she started the fight. She made the issa, she made the nether. If so, ksuba, maya vidita. Why did she get the ksuba? If the wife made a nether, and because of her nether, you can't live with her, so you're giving her a get, the husband does not have to give her a ksuba. So that can't be the case here. Vesu, and also, Ramar Reb Nosin, Shalti Yasumchis, Ayah Sumchis, that Kishom Reb Yeshua, Nosin Lok Subosa Vena Poida, Kishadiru Lob Saif Nishpis, Ayah Vishnishpis Lob Saif Adira. I asked him clearly this question, what's the case talking about? Where first the husband made a nether, or first she was caught? Vyomar, and he said, Lo Shamati, I did not hear this. Now, we did not read, if the case is talking about here, where she made the nether, Mali Yadira Lob Saif Nishpis, Mali Nishpis Lob Saif Adira, doesn't make an afkamino which way it took place. It's not him that's making the nether, it's she that's making the nether. Elo Avada Luyelim, we're talking about the Yadra Ihu, and I'm talking about where he made the nether. And the Abayi Mataras Atayimei, for Rafa Mataras Atayimei, both of them answer according to their town. Abayim Mataras Latayimei, Abayim is according to his time. The one that everybody agrees, Abayim's Kiddush was, that Amona Lekoyen Godel. In the case of Lekoyen Godel, married an Amona, everybody agrees, Le Pliga the Chayav Lefdoisa. That still the husband, the Koyen, has a Chiyav to redeem her, to pay the ransom money. That since Lemaisa, all he has to do is just send her back to her father's house, even though she's also to him, still there's a Chiyav Lefdoisa. And Mamzeros and Asin Eli Yisrael Kuliyam Le Pliga Deina Chayav Levdoisa. In the case where it's Eishes Yisrael, that there the Tanai Ksubu is when you free your wife, you're supposed to still live with her. Over here, since she's a Mamzeros and Asin, that you're not allowed to live with her anyway. Therefore, Avada is no chiyuv to free her. So by that's the Bayishita. So by says everybody agrees to this. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree to this svara. And therefore, by a case of Madir Eishes Koyin, Nami Kuliyam Le Pliga De Chayiv Levdoisoi, in a case where the Koyin made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so true now he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore, still everybody agrees there's a Chayiv for the Koyin to redeem his wife. Why? The Hainu Amon Le Koyin Godel? That's Mamish exact same case of an Amon to a Koyin Godel, that even though it's also to stay to live together, still though, that's the Tanai Ksuba, you have to free her in order that she should go back to her father's house. Ki pligi, where is the machloikis? B'madir eishes Yisrael. In a case where the husband is Yisrael, and he made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. This is the machloikis now. That Reb Lezer also bossa mi koro, Reb Yeshua also bossa b'saif. That Reb Lezer goes bossa mi koro means when they first got married, the law is that she was mutter to stay married together. In other words, there's a regulation in Israel that's mutter to a husband. So Reb Lezer says they go bossim mikora. So the time when they first got married, since she was mutter, it was chal achiv upon the husband that whenever she gets caught, whenever she gets captured by the goyim, he has to free her. Even though later on he made a neder that now she's also to him. So what? You go bossim mikora? It's like a new machlokes.
And Rabbi Yeshu holds no, you go basa b'saif. Now at the time when she was captured, he already made a neder that he can't live with her. So therefore now she's also to stay married together. Therefore, he doesn't have a chiyuv to free her. That's the machlokes. But nothing to do with the machlokes between Abaya and Rava. And Rava matar at the time, and Rava enters according to his time. The water amon lekoin godol mamzeres in a sinu liyisro kuliyam lepligadena chayv levdoisai. In both of these cases, since there's an iser davarach agurim, there's no chiyuv to redeem your wife. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes of Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar? Ki pligi b'madir, when the husband made the neder bein eshes koyin or bein eshes Yisrael. In both cases, that Rabbi Elazar also bossed mikoro. Rabbi Elazar goes bossed at the beginning. When they first got married, they were mutter to stay married together. Therefore, there's the chiyuv to redeem your wife. Rabbi Yeshua also bossed the sofer. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you go bossed at the end. Since now, before she was captured, the husband already made a neder that he can't live with his wife. Therefore, they're also to stay married together. He has to give her a get anyway. Therefore, he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no chiyuv lefdoisai. Ben Echnami is not telling them at the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar is a new machlokes where they go bossed the sofer. Or whether you go bossa mikora, since the beginning of the marriage they were mutter, just the neder later on stopped it, that's the machlokes. But both of them could go according to Abaye and according to Rava. That's the maschana segemara. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the nun beis on aleph by the two dots on the bottom. Nish beis is chayil of doisa. One of the chiyuvim is if your wife gets captured by the goyim, the husband has a chiyuv to redeem her. Tana Rabbanan, what's the price like this? Nishbis b'chaye baila. Let's say somebody's wife got captured by the goyim, and the husband was still alive. V'yachakach meis baila. And then the husband died. So the shaila is, does the yorshim, his sons, have a chiyuv to redeem his wife? So it says like this, the first braisa. Hikibu b'ailif, the husband, when he was alive, realized, knew about it, that his wife was captured. So he had a chiyuv to redeem her. The lacher is, yorshin chayavun lefdoisa. In such a case, the son, that yashin, the father, they have to spend the money to redeem their mother. What about lo hikibu b'ailif? Let's say the husband, before he died, did not realize, did not know that his wife was captured, even though she was, but he didn't find out about it. Ein Yorshin Chayavun of Doisa. Then the Yorshim, it's not Davka, her son, but a cover of the Yorshim, the father's sons, even if it's not, if it's not their mother, still, then Ein Yorshim Chayavun of Doisa. They don't have a chiyuv to be paid off, to free, to redeem their father's wife. Now, since the father did not realize it before he died, so to give light, the chiyuv was not really chal upon the husband yet, therefore when he dies, the Yorshim don't have to take it over. Levi saw the mevet of the kiyai masnisa. So Levi thought that the locher is like this brisa, and that he wants a paskin like this. So what in the case where a kopon of the husband realized that his wife was captured by the goyim, even though the husband dies, still the yorshim has to redeem the mother. So Levi thought the paskin like this. Oh, malay Rav. So Rav said to Levi, no, hochi yoma chavivi. This is the way Chavivi means my uncle. Rashi said that's Rav Chiya. Shudaydoy Achayaviv. That was Rav's uncle. That Chavivi means Rav Chiya said, Lesilcha Sakhiyay Masnisa. No, we don't paskin like this Braisa. Ela Kiha de Tanya. Like another Braisa. We paskin like this. But it says over here, Nishbis Liyacha Mises Baila. Let's say the wife was captured after her husband died. First the husband died, and then the wife was captured by the goyim. It says here, Ein ha-yisoymim chayovin of doisa. The yisoymim, the one that yashins the father, they do not have to lay out the money to redeem their mother. For loyoid, not only in this case, that the husband died at first, that she was captured after the husband died, not only in that case, ela bot afilo nishpes b'chaya baylo. Even in the case where the mother, his wife, was captured when the husband was still alive. And then the husband dies. It doesn't make a difference, even if the husband realized that his wife was captured. And at that time, he had a chiyuv to free her. But since he died first, the Baal died before he freed his wife.
It says here, Ein ha-yisoymin chayov nevdoisa. The yisoymin are not mechuyiv. Don't have to redeem the mother. Shein ani karibu, why? Because we don't call it right now, v'yoisvin choliyintui, that you come back to me to be my wife. There's a tonight ksuba, that a husband has the chiyiv to redeem his wife. It's only because it says in the ksuba, I'll redeem you and you'll be to me for a wife. So only if she comes back to him for a wife, that means the husband is still alive. But over here that the husband died, as soon as he dies, it goes off to Chiyiv, now there's no more Chiyiv him to redeem his wife. Therefore the Yoshim don't have to redeem their mother. Not Talocha like this. Tana Rabbanu, what's the price like this? Nishbis, in a case where she was captured, for you know, somebody's wife was captured, the goyim captured her, kidnapped her. V'yemavakshin mimenu ad asar b'damin, v'dameho. And they're asking for ransom money 10 times the amount that she's worth. That's how much they're asking from you. So Loch is like this. Pam Rishayna Poida. The first time the goyim do this, you have to redeem your wife, even though it means to pay 10 times more than she's worth, you have to pay. Mikan v'elech, but if it happens a second time that the goyim kidnap her, then Rotsa Poida, Rotsayna Poida. Then it depends, it's up to the husband. If he wants to, he could redeem his wife. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have a chiv to. Mashma the chiv ksuba is only the first time. The Rabbanu were only misak, and the husband has to redeem his wife 1 time, not 2 times. That's the Tanakh Kama Svara. Rabbi Shimon Magalmi Olayna, he says,